Welcome to a case closed review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss our final thoughts on anime that finished up in the most recent season. This time, we're wrapping up Crossing Time from Eikaichi Apilka Studios, streaming on Crunchyroll. These are quick, like 3 minute or so shorts that all take place while waiting for a train to cross in front of you, and you're at the, you know, the, like the, what do you call those? Like the bar is down?
Train crossing.
Yes, but like what is that?
I don't know.
But anyway, so you're barred from going across the tracks because of a train passing. And so people have like weird conversations, they meet people, weird things happen to them, people get confessed to, all kinds of things. And there are these little vignettes.
I will say we basically have two reviews for this. So the first review is this is a oddly short 2-episode series that was very good.
Just like a quick OVA, you know?
Yeah, just 2-3 minute episodes. Odd that they would make a series that long. Or it's like a rather mediocre 12-episode series.
I mean, at the very least, they do make it easy because I'm here to tell you, especially if you listen to our SWAT review where we really liked the first episode, the rest of this show is basically bad. I think that there are a couple of funny bits.
I like the one with the goth girl.
I was going to say, the goth girl one, and I also thought the one where the teacher doesn't know how to talk to his students was very funny, because it also wasn't, like, pervy or weird. You know, it was just a teacher who is seeing students outside of school and, like, awkward about how do I greet them.
Because, yeah, like, the students are awkward, but the teacher is equally awkward, and they're, like, basically awkwarding at each other.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the first episode is about these two girls who are at the crossing. They're good friends, and they're, like, gonna scream when the train passes in front of them, and they decide to just confess by screaming whoever they like. And one friend does it, and the other friend, like, tricked her and didn't do it, but the other friend actually said her name. And so it's, like, this confession, and then that story gets brought back in the very last episode for them to sort of address what happened. So really, you could just watch the first and the last episode. In fact, that is what I would recommend if you, for any reason, even bother to watch this show. That was just like a nice... It's okay. Like, the poor person who wrote this just really, like, everything else was so, like, there was a lot of creepy stuff.
Because this, the ones where the brother and sister only talk by basically, like, messaging each other on their phones and have this weird passive-aggressive incest thing going on.
There's the guy who stands behind the sexy girl, gets 2 episodes of standing behind her, being perverted about her. There's 2 episodes, like Al said, about the creepy siblings. The
girl who stumbles upon the businessman who's lost all his clothing.
Oh my god, that was such a weird episode. The only good thing about that was that the creepy dude in there is voiced by Norio Wakamoto. But yeah, where he's trying to give her an orange. There's some weird, like, clearly, like, either cultural or, like, pun going on in that episode, which was, like, completely over all our heads. We did not know what's going on. Then there was the episode that seemed like it was going to be really good about the old man who's, like, remembering the girl that he fell in love with across the train platform, and he goes through this whole backstory about it. It's a 2-part episode, and it was, like, down at the end of it. Yeah, it was just... You know, I feel like it's one of those shows where if it hadn't been 3 minutes, we would have not watched past episode 3. No way, I think. It would have been like, we can't do it. But because it was so short, you know, it wasn't that hard to complete, but it was not very enjoyable. Also, the show's only 3 minutes, and the animation takes a dip in the middle.
Those texting twins, they ate a budget.
I guess so. Let that be a lesson to you. Incest doesn't pay the bills.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at ReverseThieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.